Hello, it is Lacey Butterknife here, and I am no longer sick, so I can record now. And welcome back to another Ramble Fap because I am lazy. I cannot find a script that I want to read, and so we are here. If I'm being honest, I've literally just been laying down all day. Well, I guess I did stuff, but like, laying down has been most of today, masturbating. So I was like, why don't I just get an audio out of this since I haven't been recording like that? And so I guess we'll get started. I've been thinking about like, I was thinking about what I should like talk about, and you know, as the vibrator hits my clit, every thought gone. But like a movie review, and the only movie I would like to review came out like a year ago, but the movie was so freaking good. If you've watched it, I don't know if you would like to watch it, but like, it's called Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. And oh my god, it's like the sequel to this one. Sequel to the last Puss in Boots movie. And that movie came out when I was a kid, and I loved that movie so much. It wasn't like a popular movie or anything like that, but it held a special place in my heart. So when the second one came out, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna love this. And I watched it in theaters, and it was absolutely amazing. Every single second of it. Oh my god. It was just such a good movie. I feel like if I talk about this, I'm not going to be focusing enough because it does take a lot for me to come. But like, this movie was so freaking good. Okay. Wait, what am I supposed to talk? This so There's so many videos about how good this movie is that it's just like, it would probably just be me saying verbatim shit about it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. But like, it was such a good movie. I need a different setting. Hold on, 1 second. This is the right one. And oh, right there, yes. Oh, that's good. Oh, that right there. Okay, and so the movie like starts out with plus like, Oh, fuck. Focus. Oh, fuck. It starts off with main character. What did it start off with? It starts off with the main character, like, explaining. Like, not technically, like, explaining what it's, what they're, yeah, like, it's, the character talking about what the movie, like the plot. Why can I not see? I literally have tears welling up in my eyes. It was so good. It's so. I can't think right now. Oh my god. This might be a long one. Listen, is talking about this star that people made a wish off of a long time ago, and it was supposed to be like three wishes. And they did two of the wishes before the star was lost and stuff like that. And that's the point of the movie is that a bunch of people are trying to get to this star. The star is like supposed to grant one last wish, and that's why it's called, the movie's called The Last Wish. And so, I need to wipe the tears out of my eyes. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, not halfway even through the movie. Oh my god. Okay. Going back to the first setting. I'm overstimulated. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my. First setting. So introduction happens. We're reintroduced to Puss in Boots, and he does this like epic fighting montage with this giant while this freaking amazing ass music is playing. I feel like a nerd. I feel like a nerd bad. And so music's playing. He fights this giant, and then he defeats the giant, but then he dies due to certain circumstances. He wasn't injured after the fight at all. He was just doing too much and being too standoffish. And so he dies. And then, cats have 9 lives. Puss in Boots is a cat. This is an anthropomorphic movie. So I feel like even more of a nerd watching it. And so Puss in Boots dies, and after he dies, he goes to his doctor, and his doctor is like, "Yeah, you have 1 life left. You know how cats have 9 lives, supposedly. He now has 1 life left because he was being flashy and standoffish. In his other lives." And so, the doctor recommends that he retires from being an adventurer and being risky and doing all of that other stuff. And he's like, "No way, I'm Puss in Boots." And he's like a standoffish, flashy person, stuff like that. And like, he's known as the greatest hero in most places. So he goes to a bar. And that wasn't a good transition. But like, he says no, and then he ends up going to a bar, drinking his leche. And I'm about to say a whole bunch of references because I'm just such. Oh my God. Oh, it feels really good, but this movie was so good too. And he goes on and goes to the bar. I say as say for the fifth time, so it sounds like he went to a bar 3 different times. And he encounters the actual personification of death. And when I tell you he's my craziest, hear me out. He's not my craziest, hear me out, but he's a pretty crazy, hear me out. And so he's like, "I can't wait to kill you, even though it's like against the rules. You've beat death 1 too many times." Because Puss in Boots is like talking about how he laughs in the face of death. And so the face of death comes up to him and is like, "I'm just gonna kill you." Cause, let me bring it up a level. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh. And so Puss fights death and he loses his sword. And when he loses his sword, he loses his confidence because no one's ever. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. He not only loses his sword, but he also gets, like, hit with death's scythe. Oh, fuck. And like one of his like biggest accomplishments is like never being hit by a blade. And so he like loses his sword and his confidence. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh. I don't think I'm gonna be able to finish explaining this whole movie. I'm gonna get as far as I can. Maybe I shouldn't be explaining every scene, but like every scene is like, oh, fuck. Every scene is like so good. Oh my God. I'm gonna come again. Okay. Oh my God. I think after this one, I was about to say end stream. That's how you could tell I'm chronically online. But like, end stream, you know? And so, and so, fuck. I'm getting hot. It's too hot for this. Oh my God. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh my God. Whew. Fuck. He loses confidence. He ends up going to where the doctor tells him to go. And oh my God. Oh my God. Goes where the doctor tells him to go, and he ends up becoming like just a regular house cat in a house that has at least like 100 cats in it. Like, it's against health code recommendations. It's a health code violation. And so, oh fuck. He lives there for a little while, and people come looking for him because there's this guy. There's multiple villains. There's two villains. There's no. Technically, there's one villain and a group of villains. And the one villain has like a gang of henchmen. So, fuck. Oh my God. I'll bring it up one more level so I can get this over with. Maybe I'll have a part two. Maybe I'll have a part two. If you actually want to like hear like the rest of this story, it's not greatly explained. Just one more level. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, and so the one group of villains is like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And I'm hot. Oh my God, I'm hot. Wait, I'm gonna have to pause this. Oh my God, it's really fucking hot. Okay, I am back. And because as soon as I turned the timer off, not the timer, I turned the audio off and then realized that I'd been recording for about 18 minutes. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll drink some water or something. Maybe do something. Like, I'm being productive, but also maybe drink some water. So, I'm less hot now. He goes. Let me put my vibrator back on. But, oh. Oh, okay. He goes and he lives with the lady for a while.
People think he's dead. No, people don't think he's dead. He. He like says farewell to his past by burying his cape and his hat and his boots. And like, it was so sad. Like, burying his boots, he's Puss in Boots. That's who he is. And so, a little sad, little somber moment. This was only sad to me. But it was. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. And so, sad, sober moment. He lives with the lady, meets a dog who's not supposed to be there because this is a cat sanctuary. A while later, not same day, but been months, of him acclimating to this life of being a house cat. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Focus. Focus. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. 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 Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Break. Need a minute. Okay. Getting my bearings. He's acclimated to life. Goldilocks and the three bears come. And their character designs are so freaking cool. I just needed to take a break to say how cool their character designs are, because they're really freaking cool, and I really want you to watch this movie. Goldilocks, okay. Vibrator. Goldilocks. Whew. And the three bears are one of the three villains that are. Three groups of villains that are in. Fuck. That are in the movie. And. Whew. And they are looking for Puss in Boots because he is. While he is a hero, regarded by as a hero as by most people, he's also regarded as a thief because he's a thief and he does stuff for money. Usually within his moral compass, but mostly for his egotisticalness. But that's besides the point. He does these things because he wants recognition. and fame. And so fuck. And so he goes they go and try to find him at the sanctuary. They find all the stuff that he buried. And it's like, oh no, Puss in Boots is dead. Oh fuck. Ugh. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh fuck. Ugh. But not. Ugh. But not before. Like. Ugh, fuck. Ugh, fuck. Letting it be known. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Okay. Whew. Third round's charm. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. I don't think I'm gonna be able to focus. Okay. Okay. To be continued. Oh God. It was a pleasure as always. I'm gonna take a shower. That really took a lot out of me. I will try to be more punctual when I can't think. Think I just had a lobotomy. I'll see y'all next time. Bye bye.